SBS Radio.
This campaign certainly, flows on the back of the Stop It at the Start, you know, which was a campaign that I was an ambassador for, you know, probably 18 months ago now. It's something that's significantly close to my heart that, you know, sort of played, you know, sort of any sort of form of violence. You know, unfortunately, I was raised in those conditions. I was a, you know, sort of a perpetrator of violence too as a young offender growing up. And so with culture, I was able to turn my life around. And I guess this is why this plays such a significant part in the work that I want to be part of today.
This campaign is being rolled out nationally. How is it being developed?
It's a national campaign that just encourages men or encourages all people to have the confidence to reach out, ask for help, ask for support, and also acknowledge that there is support available if anyone feels like they are, you know, stuck in a pattern where violence is increasing as a result of sort of the circumstances that we see around our country at the moment.
This flows from a campaign you just mentioned that you're involved in. And this campaign, I remember seeing one of the visuals. It was you talking to yourself and addressing the situation to a youngster, a 15-year-old. How would they approach it? How do they view themselves, you know, male figures and a father figure at the same time? And what's the difference between the previous campaign and this one that's being rolled out?
This really talks, you know, sort of directly to, you know, to people, you know, to give them the confidence to say that no matter, like, no matter what the circumstance that you're in, that you, there is always help available. This directly speaks to all people, all families, and just lets people know that there is help available, that you need to be brave enough to have that conversation, that we need to support our friends, we need to support our family, and we really need to be there for people at times of, you know, sort of great need. I certainly know that up here in Queensland, you know, the effects of the COVID haven't been as significant, and so therefore we don't have the restrictions. And so I've made a really strong point of making sure that I speak to, I've got a brother that lives down in Victoria, and then I've got a lot of close friends scattered around parts of Victoria. And I've made a real conscious effort to make sure that I'm calling them constantly, you know, just checking in. Are you guys doing all right? Is everything okay? Is there anything I can do to help? And sort of just letting them know that there are significant helplines available if, you know, people are coming under, you know, sort of mental health duress or, you know, the violent, any, you know, physical or, you know, mental violence at this time.
Yeah, and the role of culture, you said yourself, you're doing a lot communicating with other men because there's an education component in that as well, because men need to learn how to...
I think it's just important for men to take care of men and have compassion and empathy, you know, for whatever the circumstances that, you know, I think one of the, you know, sort of the statements that I've always used is that a warrior was never defined by how he held a spear, but how he could stand when it's okay to, you know, to have these moments, you know, these fears, these vulnerabilities, you know, the mental health comes in at these times and we need to take care of each other. I think strong men make the perfect people to look after other men.
Yeah, strong man yourself, looking after the man and doing the right thing. There's another aspect that is appearing from the information we receive. Of course, we don't have all the data, but the closing of shelters, women's shelters, and forcing people into lockdown and forcing families to stay locked down and no way to actually kind of having a breather from each other is something that's exacerbating the domestic violence.
Yeah, this is, you know, this is certainly, you know, as you exactly said, that we don't have the stats, we don't have the figures, we don't have, you know, this is, I guess, this is a new world, you know, that none of, you know, it's unprecedented that we haven't seen this before. And so, you know, we just need to make available, you know, sort of, you know, call centers, we need to have those, you know, we need to have those numbers available to ensure that people are being taken care of and to ensure that people know where to go, where to call. And I think that's part of the responsibility that we play in checking up on our friends is to ensure that we know, you know, sort of who to send them to or, you know, what advice to give them if they do bring up, you know, sort of a notion of any form of fear about the world that they're in at the moment.
besides ambassadors like yourself, propagating the message, talking to men, educating men and young people, because I remember the previous campaign, you're talking to 15-year-olds, imagining yourself at that age, how vulnerable you are and how likely you were to get involved in violence. What other tools are now available for men and communities? It's just not just men in general, women as well can be part of this, but what are the tools available in the context of this new campaign?
What we've seen is a greater influence and a greater impact put on, you know, men's and women's health helplines, mental health lines, so people, you know, can pick up these, you know, the phone at any time and have, you know, sort of professional support, you know, there to support them, there to engage, there to communicate. You know, when you have these conversations over the phone, they're very discreet and they allow, you know, people the confidence to talk to someone and just ask for the right help and to be able to get given the right help. And if, you know, sort of any intervention needs to take place, then, you know, sort of the advice comes from professionals.
I've seen on our website there are materials like bumper stickers and all that. Is that available nationwide or?
Sort of, this is stuff that's readily available through the organisation that you can reach out, that you can touch base, that you can get these. And I just think the more presence we have in the community about what to do if things come up, then the easier it is for people to reach out and ask for help.
What message would you send or what information we haven't covered that you would like to bring out to the community?
No, I just think that, you know, that we all have a responsibility to play, that every one of us, you and I together, we have a responsibility to check on our neighbours, to check on our friends, to ensure that we're staying in touch with our families and do whatever we possibly can to support those people that are facing the greatest crisis. And I certainly know, you know, the crisis sits down in the southern areas of Australia, you know, like in New South Wales, in Victoria. I have a responsibility to all my friends, all my family down there, to ensure that I'm calling them constantly, checking in and making sure that everyone's safe, because we need safe communities and we need safe homes.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.